WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more grace, a little less stress, and maybe even a dash of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're constantly fighting against the current? Like things are just happening to you instead of with you? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the power of acceptance, a powerful tool for building resilience and finding that inner peace amidst the chaos. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Acceptance sounds a bit passive, doesn't it? But trust me, this isn't about giving up or settling for mediocrity. It's about acknowledging reality without letting it define you. Think of it like this. Imagine you're trying to swim against a strong current. You'll exhaust yourself before you even make an inch of progress, right? Acceptance is like learning to ride the waves. Instead, it allows you to flow with life's challenges, conserve your energy, and ultimately navigate them more effectively. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of acceptance. First, recognize that resistance is futile. We all want things to go our way, but clinging to an ideal reality often creates unnecessary suffering. Think about it. How many times have you been frustrated by a situation you couldn't control? Acceptance doesn't mean liking what happens. It means accepting that certain things are beyond your influence and choosing to focus your energy on what you can control. Second, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Ever notice how dwelling on past regrets or future anxieties can drain your energy? By bringing your attention to the present moment, you can break free from those mental traps and create space for peace. There are tons of great meditation apps out there. Even just a few minutes a day can make a world of difference. Third, reframe negative thoughts. This doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It means consciously choosing to look at challenges from a different angle. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, it's not just a catchy phrase, it's rooted in the power of resilience built through acceptance. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This is a game changer. Focusing on what you're thankful for shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity, a quick reminder that there's always something to be grateful for. And lastly, let go of what you can control. This is perhaps the most challenging but also the most liberating principle. We spend so much energy worrying about things we have no influence over. Accept that some things are simply out of your hands and focus your energy on creating positive change in areas where you do have power. Think about a time when you were holding on to something, a grudge, a fear, or an expectation that wasn't serving you. Maybe it was a relationship that had run its course, a missed opportunity, or even just a lingering worry about the future. How did clinging to that feeling make you feel? Probably stress, drain, and maybe even stuck. Now imagine releasing that hold, letting go of the need to control the outcome and simply accepting what is. It's like taking a deep breath and finally loosening your grip on something heavy that was weighing you down. This isn't about becoming indifferent, it's about choosing peace over turmoil, growth over stagnation, and allowing yourself to experience life fully, with all its ups and downs. Remember, you are not defined by your circumstances but by your response to them. So, take a moment today to practice acceptance, let go of what's beyond your control, embrace the present moment, and watch as a sense of calm and clarity washes over you. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. And most importantly, keep practicing. Acceptance is a journey, not a destination. But every step you take towards embracing what is will bring you closer to a life of greater peace and resilience. Until next time, stay grounded, stay strong, and keep exploring the power within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.